The European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, operates the world's largest particle physics laboratory. It's situated in the suburbs of Geneva on the Franco-Swiss border. That's where we find Sean Carroll, a theoretical physicist who is at CERN in advance of tomorrow's breaking news announcement about an elusive subatomic particle that is the stuff that gives all matter in the universe size and shape. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Sean Carroll about the discovery.
I'm waiting for tomorrow morning when we're going to hear a set of seminars to update us on the search for the Higgs boson.
For the what?
The Higgs boson, also known as the God particle in some circles.
Okay, can you please explain to our listeners what that is?
Yeah, we have this wonderful theory called the Standard Model of Particle Physics. And it only works if you imagine there's this particle called the Higgs boson that we haven't seen yet. It's the only particle in the Standard Model that we haven't yet discovered, and we've been looking for it for 40 years, and we think we may have found it.
And where did that name come from?
Well, it's interesting because there were six different people who wrote papers in 1964 proposing the same thing. And Peter Higgs is a Scottish physicist who wrote one of them. The other five collaborated on two different papers, and somehow through the mysteries of history, Higgs got his name attached to it. But he's very willing to give other people credit as well.
And how is it that it took 50 years for the whole discovery to move forward into actually pinpointing it?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer is that the Higgs is very heavy. It seems to be, you know, over 100 times as heavy as a proton or a neutron. And what that means is you need a lot of energy to make it. So here at CERN, they're whipping protons at velocities close to the speed of light, smashing them together and hoping that Higgs bosons will be produced. And then the trick is you need to do that an incredibly large number of times just to make a tiny number of Higgs bosons. So it's been an incredible effort over many, many years before we could get to this point.
And what's the significance of this for our civilization?
Well, I think that it is the end of one era and the beginning of another one. It's the end of the Standard Model. It's the last piece of the puzzle to this wonderful theory we have. But we're hopeful that by studying the Higgs boson, we will learn about dark matter and dark energy and supersymmetry and other ideas that will push us beyond the Standard Model.
And where do you think that will push us?
Well, we don't know. That's the great thing about doing research. We have lots of theories. There's many, many theories out there we will now be able to test because we have this new tool to use to test these theories called the Higgs boson. So we'll have to see what it has to tell us.
And how can this be applied in other sciences, can it?
I don't think that we have any known way right now of making a technological application for the Higgs boson. Some clever person might come up with one 50 years from now, but mostly it's driven by the pure curiosity that we have as human beings. We want to understand how the universe works.
What does this tell us about the universe?
It tells us why the forces in the universe work the way they do. It's really been a remarkable journey over the course of the 20th century that we've invented quantum mechanics, particle physics, quantum field theory. We understand the forces of nature, and this is a complete understanding of everything you see around you. All of the other particles we think might exist and haven't discovered, they don't affect us in our everyday lives. The Higgs is the last particle that we need to explain the world that we experience on an everyday basis.
So are you saying that it gives form to everything else?
Well, without it, there wouldn't be atoms and molecules. So it would be a very, very boring world without the Higgs boson.
What would it be like?
There would just be a bunch of particles moving at the speed of light, occasionally bumping into each other, but they wouldn't stick together and have time to make something complicated and rich and complex like a life form or even a planet.
Uh-huh. So the world as we know it wouldn't exist.
Well, it would be a very, very different world. That's right.
There may not be life forms in it.
That's right. I mean, I can't say for sure because I don't know exactly what that world would be like, but certainly not life as we know it or even astronomy as we know it.
Interesting. Now, last question is, why is it called a God particle?
You know, that was a marketing gimmick from the very start. Leon Lederman, who is a Nobel Prize-winning experimental particle physicist, wanted to get across to people how important this was to physics. So he dubbed the Higgs boson the God particle. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with religion or anything like that. It's just a really, really crucially important part of our understanding of the physical universe.
Theoretical physicist Sean Carroll spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry from France near the CERN Particle Physics Laboratory. Carroll is the author of a forthcoming book, The Particle at the End of the Universe.